In Minnesota, a driver's license is a small rectangular piece of plastic. It includes a photograph of the driver. That's the honorific title in American society for a person who guides an automobile or other motorized vehicle. The license reports the driver's name and address, signature, birthday, height, weight, gender, and color of eyes. It also displays the license number, the class of license, and the dates of issue and expiration. This plastic card is a permit to operate a motor vehicle, but it is also a rite of passage and an essential element of American adult identity. All societies ritualize the coming of age of their young, creating quests and tests that precede acceptance into the tribe with adult status. The driver's license is America's primary ritual for coming of age. Dr. America knows that we also celebrate confirmations and bar mitzvahs and graduations and the ages when we can vote and drink. But none of these activities even approaches the driver's license in prominence or passion. Because cars drive American culture, kids who are about to turn 16 seem driven to drive, and the driver's test becomes their main quest. For all American kids, like Dr. America's, the driver's license represents freedom and individualism, power and speed, autonomy and mobility. Instead of sending our children to the wilderness as a rite of passage, therefore, we enroll them in driver's ed. Instead of entrusting their cultural learning to medicine men or wise women, we turn it over to the driving instructor. Instead of evaluating our young people on a wide range of adult competencies, this test examines the relatively simple skill of operating a motor vehicle. Instead of helping our children to become more fully human, the driver's license celebrates their mastery of a machine. Instead of welcoming them into a community, we license them to occupy the carcoons of America's private transportation system. Given the importance of this cultural milestone in American society, the driver's license is also our most common form of identification. When a store clerk wants to verify the information on your checks, she asks for your license. When the cop stops you for speeding, he asks for your license. We teach American kids how to drive a car responsibly, but we don't actually teach them to be responsible for cars. While driver's education focuses narrowly on the knowledge and skills needed to move this mass of metal safely, it ignores the wider consequences of cars. Driving a car is a complex act. The driver effects a chemical reaction to make mechanical power in social spaces that are constructed and regulated by political entities. Cars affect the American economy, cultural geography, domestic architecture, urban planning, foreign policy, and social psychology. As social critic Andrew Wernick says, cars transform the whole ecology of life, both at the individual level, affecting private and occupational mobility, indeed our whole sense of time and space, and socially, creating massive dependent industries, road systems, and transformed cities. Cars even affect the atmosphere. As ecologist Alan Derning says in his brilliant book, How Much is Enough? The simple act of starting a car imperceptibly changes the global climate. Dr. America notes that every day, without thinking much about it, we license people to do this. And he wonders if this licensing is not, in some ways, really licentiousness. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, fully licensed to drive people crazy.